You're listening to SBS News.
More than 50 cases of people pretending to be a health practitioner have been prosecuted by the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Authority since 2014. Some of these cases have included people pretending to be dentists, pharmacists, physiotherapists and psychologists. Raphael Di Paolo failed to get into medical school, but it didn't stop him claiming to be a fertility specialist. For more than a decade, Mr. Di Paolo told vulnerable women in Victoria and Queensland he was a qualified gynecologist and obstetrician when he was, in fact, a homeopath. He performed a range of strange treatments and tests on his patients, including using a needle to remove semen from a man's testicles without anaesthetic and injecting homeopathic substances into women's stomachs and buttocks. The chief executive of APRA, Martin Fletcher, says if anyone is in doubt about a health practitioner, they can easily check to see if they are qualified.
So we have national registration for 16 professions in Australia, and that includes doctors, dentists, nurses, pharmacists, psychologists. There are over 740,000 registered health practitioners, and all of their registration details are on our online register. So we say to patients and the public, check the online register, and if you're in doubt, call us so we can follow up.
The lies landed Mr. Di Paolo in prison, but APRA could only impose a $28,000 fine. But from the 1st of July, APRA will be able to impose tougher penalties on those lying about their qualifications, including a maximum jail term of 3 years. Fines have also doubled per offence, from $30,000 to $60,000 for an individual and from $60,000 to $120,000 for a corporation. Mr. Fletcher says there are a range of reasons people lie about their qualifications.
Sometimes there are people who have never completed a degree in the area which they're claiming to be registered. Sometimes we see practitioners who may have been registered overseas and qualified overseas but never been registered here in Australia. And sometimes we see people who have previously been registered and may have had their registration cancelled or suspended who continue to practice. So we see all sorts of motivations and reasons why people do this. But at the end of the day, it's a violation of the trust of patients and can cause significant harm to patients as well.
The Australian Medical Association describes the changes as important in protecting both registered professionals and their patients. Dr. Chris Moy is the chair of the AMA's Ethics and Medico-Legal Committee. He says while the number of people pretending to be medical practitioners is low, any cases undermine trust in the profession.
The problem in this situation is that an individual who's usually is fraudulent is probably doing it to get something for themselves and probably from a psychological point of view because they gain something from it to some degree. But to some degree, what they're going to do then is they're usually going to actually apply really significant sort of high-level techniques to try and make the person in front of them, the patient, like them. Probably going to be incredibly nice. But nice is one thing, but being able to know what you're doing is completely something else.
While patients visiting a sole medical practitioner may need to do checks themselves through APRA, there is a community expectation that institutions like hospitals will have already done background checks on employees. Dr. Moy says this isn't always the case.
Most health facilities do go through checks. I mean, they should be going through proper checks as they're actually employing people, making sure that they've got the proper qualifications, and also making sure that, you know, they've gone through police checks and all that sort of thing. When you're employing somebody, that would be the normal thing that you go through. But, you know, still, people manage to be fraudulent and manage to get through, especially if there isn't that sort of level of care, and that's where there's the problem. Individuals who are being fraudulent in this situation are taking advantage of that trust for their own means. And that's a very sad situation.
People can check on a medical practitioner by calling APRA on 1300 419 495 or searching online at apra.gov.au. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.